In our treasurer's report about the phone bill, and I meant to bring this up at the board meeting. However, we have our state board here, and this is the convening body of our organization, so therefore it's appropriate to do it now. So we have been looking into the phone bill issue, and is Michael Loft in the room still? Mike, I need you to come and do your report on what your findings were, and then I want this convention to vote on what we think we're going to do. Can someone take your streaming?
Okay, we did some research because the phone bill is the largest cost, and that's insane with modern technology. That's paying AT&T. So we found two options, one of which is called Zoom Conference. You may have heard of Zoom. So that would give us a technology to, A, hold statewide meetings and board meetings and allow guests to come and talk to the group from anywhere in the U.S. or even around the world, for that matter. And that would have a monthly cost of about $35. It's $15 for the actual Zoom client. You have to have that to do those. And then the phone line is $5, and then would allow us to set up what's called an auto attendant to forward calls anywhere, and one person would be, President Brown or someone would be able to make outbound calls representing the National Federation. That cost would be about $35 per month. To let you know, we did our due diligence of research. There's one other option. It's called Freedom Voice. Now, this allows multiple people perhaps to call on behalf, so their caller ID would actually say National Federation of the Blind or of Indiana, if that's what you want. So that has a few different costs. The unlimited is $29.99 a month, or you could reduce that slightly to $19.99 a month, but that limits you to 1,200 minutes and I think 3.9 cents beyond that. I don't know how much traffic we're doing, so that could be a money savings. Myself, based on technology, I would probably lean toward the Zoom conferencing technology because although I have not found the actual link to do what they've told me we can do, but I assume they would not make any false promises about how to make that happen. So, $35 a month versus, we're spending over $2,000 right now, that's going to save you well over $1,500 a year. So whichever of those two options would certainly be far superior and allow calls to get mapped to where they need to for the appropriate people. And I think most importantly, the Zoom conference, allowing people to meet more often and have a forum, and not just on their telephones, but their iPhones, their computers, messages, or calls at conferences can be recorded if they like. Those can be posted on the website. There's all kinds of options that technology would allow the state to develop and grow. So that's what we have.
All right.
Susan.
So how much are we currently? Probably about $200 or close to it.
Yeah, she said $2,069, but yeah, $200 a month, yeah. And we're going to cut that down to $35. Yeah. So you're talking $2,000 a year.
Yeah. Mr. Hollingsworth? Wait a minute.
Oh, me? Okay. So I have a question. Why was Google Voice not considered when it's completely free?
Hold on. Oh, yeah. You go. You good.
If they,
well, they need you on a mic for the streaming purposes. And good morning to our streaming family.
This is Micah. I looked into Google Voice as an option, and it turns out that it's a little bit more complicated than we had originally planned it to be, and you need to have a Google account, and it does cost. So I think that... the cost is, I forget exactly what it is, but it shows that your number, there's only certain numbers that are available, and so the closest one we could have would be that it would say that our number was from Cicero, which isn't necessarily a problem, but I didn't pursue it too much further because it did have a cost with the features and things that we would need to have on it, and because Zoom is actually what's happening, like the kind of the now thing.
Yes.
Google Voice would still work and it would be fine, but Zoom is a comparable cost and it's got a few more features and it wouldn't require us to necessarily be tied to a Google platform. Does that answer your question?
Absolutely.
Kind of.
And let me say to you all that it falls right in line with what Nationals is using. We use it on the national board calls. Zoom has really, like Micah said, is the end thing now for technology. its cost is very reasonable. Some of the features are so good that we can have our conference calls on there, be it video chat, be it audio chats. We can have all of those on there for just a nominal cost.
And one other benefit I want to mention is that we could use it to do these conventions and allow those who can't attend, who may not be computer savvy, to actually call in on their phone and hear the convention as well.
I have another question. That's what happens when I have the mic in my hand. This is Tammy.
Okay.
I do have another question. So if we had some groups, for example, the parents or the merchants or the chapter at large, would Zoom allow those groups to have like a special access or something code where they could have a meeting and we'd all keep the same number? How could that work?
I think we would either set up different moderators so that each chapter could be a moderator and then take the room.
To have a moderator pin and number to dial in on it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. So you can only do one thing at a time, but there's no reason it couldn't be shared.
Yes.
And as I said, you could optionally record it if you wanted to for record purposes or whatever.
Yes. And quite frankly, if we do have that, it would have to go through the president and then down to whoever wanted to use. We won't just let anybody use our access to our conferences. And as a matter of fact, we have four board meetings a year in person, but we also have conference calls. Now, those of you all who want to have conference calls, it'll be just sitting idle. And so you more than welcome to share in that conference space with Zoom. I mean, that's, it'll just be sitting there, so we may as well use it for our other divisions. And who is that?
Mike.
Oh, Mike. That's what we're at right now.
Zoom is not a fly-by-night company. It's been around for 7 years.
Let me give them some background for those who weren't here. Is that about a year or so ago we started investigating this, and we kept looking into different things like Google, like Zoom, like some other platforms. And so we didn't come up with anything that year. And so we tabled it and said, we'll look for it at another, board meeting and try to get some answers. In our August board meeting, we brought it back up again. And so the committee got together, Micah, myself, Mike Loft, and we got together and decided with the board's discretion that we would look into some platforms and bring it to back again. This is what we're bringing back today. Well, we're voting now to whether we use it or not, or continue where we are. Who's that seeking? Karen? I'm going to give a little more discussion and then I'm going to cut it off and go ahead. Go ahead, Karen. Okay. All right, any other discussion? You have anything else, Mike?
Would conclude again. I believe Zoom is the most reliable technology. I've assisted many folks in doing podcasts, national broadcasts. It works. It's reliable. It's got a strong. It's not going anywhere. I promise you that. So I'll leave with that.
All right. Who's seeking? Tisha.
Hang on. I want to do the microphone. Okay. I'm currently right now with John Alt at IUPUI, and they use Zoom sessions with me. And half the time, they're having trouble getting Zoom, to see me, not to work. Sometimes the audio don't work. The pop-up boxes aren't working. There's all sorts of issues right now with Zoom that is not working. And Joel Alt is the ATAC technological. I'm using Joel's. So he's a Joel's user also. And he is an ATAC person at IUPUI. And there is issues with Zoom that they're noticing.
Yeah. So here, guys, listen to this. technology works when it works with all of technology, and I don't care what it is. You're going to have issues with it in some capacity. So what I'm interested in is saving our affiliates some money, and we have been going on and on for so long that if we don't come up with something now, you guys are the governing body of this organization. If you want us to keep investigating, we'll keep investigating. But it seems to me like if it's good enough for nationals to use, if it's good enough to the National Professional Board of Directors to use from La Tech that we have all of our conference calls on, and if it's good enough for most state affiliates around the country to use, and it only costs $35.
Micah.
As opposed to 200, I mean, do the math.
Micah.
I'm going to take one more comment, and Micah, because she's on the committee, and then we're going to either table it, vote on it, or do something.
Here's just whatever we decide, whether we like Zoom or not. I mean, if we get it and we pay a couple months and we don't like it, we can always change. We can always go back to it. I don't know that I'm in love with Zoom personally, but I'm really not in love with the fact that we pay $200 and some every month. So, I think that, like, I do know a lot of affiliates use it. I do some work with Texas, and they use it effectively. So my personal thoughts aside, if it sucks, we can always change, you know. And in the meantime, we're saving us a lot of money those couple of months. So I'm pretty sure if we need to go back to AT&T, they'll be happy to have us back.
Exactly. And they understand.
I make a motion.
Pam, listen up.
I make a motion that we go to Zoom now and check it out, make sure it works. If we have to, we can change it. But right now, I make a motion that we go with Zoom.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that we go with Zoom. And by the way, Mike Loft has a 30-day trial on Zoom so that he was testing it and looking at it. And he is our streaming guy, for those of you who don't know. And he's our technical person who set up our website. This is Mike Loft that's been speaking to you guys. All right. So the motion's on the floor, is there, and it's been seconded. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? All opposed. We're going with Zoom.